Good evening, Abayis. We're continuing with the halachas of Hilchos Muktzah and Siman Shin Ches. I'm going to try to go a little bit faster tonight in order to increase speed, in order to cover, because we are a little bit behind as it is compared to the international Luach, a little bit, about a week or so behind. Plus, we're going to miss over Yom Tov, I suppose, some shurim. So I'm going to go a little bit faster just in order to be able to catch up a little bit. So we are up to Siman Shin Ches, and we're up to Sif Yutes. Sif Yutes, interestingly, is actually not a Muktza Halacha. It's a separate Gzeira, which is as follows. Sulam Shal, second line in Siman Shin Ches, Sif Yutes. Sulam Shal Aliyah, which is a ladder. There's two types of ladders. There's the internal ladders and the external ladders. So El Sulam Shal Aliyah is a ladder that basically leads you, which is a ladder which is designated to go up the ceiling. Shugodl, it's a long ladder. But also Latiach Boigago, and it's meant for fixing the roof. So I don't know if it's necessarily internal, but the point of that ladder is that it's meant for fixing the roofs. Remember in those days, the roofs were made of materials that potentially would leak in. Every now and then you have to go up there and fix it, fix the holes to ensure that it's watertight. So that's a special ladder which allows you to go up to the roof, to the ceiling. So Sulam Shel Aliyah Shugodl V'Osu Latiach Boigago, also Letaltul, that one is also to move around. So whether that ladder is now in your way on Shabbos, in the house, or it's Hostam, you want to move it, you're not allowed to move it. Why are you not allowed to move it?
Because it's for a weekday task.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Correct. And there's an additional Gzeira, the Mishnah Berurah explains it, Kot Nayin Ches, that people will think if you're moving this ladder, people will say, oh, look, he's going up, he's fixing the roof, he's up the roof, look, he's fixing the roof on Shabbos. So in order to avoid such a misconception, people, you know, like, don't even go anywhere near that ladder, because people are going to misinterpret it. Havel Shul Shoivach, Mutal in Toysim Mokim Lemokim. But another type of ladder, which is actually a ladder of shoivach, of nest. You go a ladder which is a ladder which you'd normally use for going to nest, which is more a universal kind of ladder that you are allowed to move around on Shabbos. Mutal and toisoy, memokim lemokim, you move it from place to place on Shabbos. Aval, but lo yelichenu mishoivach leshoivach. But what you're not allowed to do is that normally you'd go up to the nest, bird's nest, with that particular ladder. It's a tall ladder that goes up all the way high up to move it from tree to tree, from nest to nest. That you're not allowed to do, because that would inevitably imply that you're going up the tree to go to nest to take the eggs or to catch the birds, whatever it is, which is also on Shabbos. Yeah, you're right. So this is correct. This is true. So say it's not on a tree. Say it's you won't be allowed to move it from a shevach if it's a nest on your house, in your house on top there's that kind of a nest, and on the other side of the house as well there's a kind of a nest. You won't be allowed to move that ladder. Kedei sholiyase kedei shuos oisse b'chol v'yover lotzud, because it will appear that you're doing a weekday kind of melacha and you're about to catch birds or catch eggs for that matter, and that's considered chashash. It's including the chashash of it's a chashash, and therefore you won't be allowed to use that. Whilst you are generally allowed to move this particular ladder, but when it comes to placing it from one nest to another nest, that will be also on Shabbos. And that, therefore, is an interesting question with regards to our ladders that we have in our houses. Regular ladders with 2-3 steps that we normally have, simple ladders. Step ladder, would that be also mutter to move on Shabbos? Mutter? Yeah, assuming it's open. Should be okay? Mishnah Berurah is matir.
What about loft ladder?
One second, Mishnah Berurah is matir that ladder, and he says a simple ladder, in Sifkot 9, Ches, Shugol Avil Sulama, Shebevai, Shosu, and Etaltam, Ezovitzich, Ezitashmish, regular, conventional ladders may be moved around on Shabbos. Because nobody's going to start thinking, oh, he's going to fix his roof. Nobody's going to fix roof with ladders nowadays, the ladders that we've got nowadays. Therefore, the normal posh of the ladders that we have in our houses are mutter to be moved around. You're allowed to move the ladder on Shabbos, not a problem at all.
Yeah. What was the difference between the two ladders?
the ladders, the ladder which is normally made for fixing roofs, that ladder you're not allowed to move at all on Shabbos. The ladder which is a more universal ladder, you're allowed to move.
So we had a different design.
Yeah, they looked a bit different. How they look different, I do not know. What the... No, so that's what Shavuot says, that you're right indeed, no. I'm wondering if they, you know this, following your question, my thought was the ladders that the window cleaners have got. Do you know the window cleaners, the really
long,
the really long ones. Yeah. So would a ladder like this be, if you happen to have one around, one of those around?
That would be also.
Would be also. Yeah, I also think so. I also have a chashash that this might be also to hemukta altogether. Pardon? Yeah, but those are normally used for window cleaners only. It's meant. It's going to be also. Sivchov tells us chariyos perish anofim palm tree. Leaves, shaldeka, palm tree leaves. Shekotzom lesreifa. I do not know how palm tree leaves burn. But it appears that they burn really well. No? Yes, it doesn't. Pardon? All I know is the Shulchan Aruch says over here that chariyos anofim shel dekel shekotzim lesreifa. If you cut off branches of a palm tree, if you've got leaves of a palm tree which are cut for burning, I don't know why, but it looks like they're cut for burning. Muktzim heim, the muktzim also letaltim, the muktzim become also to move around. Why? Because they're designated for burning, which is also on Shabbos, so they become muktzah. If you've been sitting on those before Shabbos a little bit, you had a bunch of those palm tree leaves. Imagine like a whole bunch of, like branches really. And you're sitting on them, because that's the chair you've got. So if you sat on it before Shabbos, you're not allowed to be sitting on Shabbos. Why? Why allowed to? Because you sat on it before Shabbos. So you made it into a chair. Yeah. Because those, the stem of those are that it's l'seifa. Normally, they're not normally used for sitting. But now that you sat on it, you've made it clear that you've made it into a bench. And therefore it's not muktzah. Kol shkenim koshon leishav aleim, certainly if you've bound it, you've tightened it in a specific way that you can sit on it well, certainly it's not muktzah. You have made it clear that you mean to sit in it is becoming a chair and not a burning material, not a fuel. If you have decided before Shabbos, these palm tree leaves and branches, I'm making them into a seat, into a bench. If you have said it, if you have thought about it, you've made a clear decision on that, then it becomes non-muktzah. But if you don't have that thought process, it's muktzah. And this really leads us to the next few seifim, just as a matter of rule, as a principle. We're learning that there are things that once you decide, most things in fact, many things, that you have certain items, that generally those items are mukta items. The items that cannot be used regularly for, they're not meant to be used for a Shabbos purpose. It's meant for melacha generally. But we're learning now, the next few seifim, that's the first of a few examples, that by you making a positive decision, that I'm going to be using this for something which is not melacha related. In this particular case, you made a branch into a bench. So if you're deciding that, you're making that thought process, then it becomes non-muktzah. But we're learning that you have to actually positively have that thought process. You can't just assume like that. It needs to go through your mind. Once you've made it, then it's not muktzah anymore. Sif Chof Aleph. Aval nitbach shel avonim, this is a wall of stones. Now we only have got stones, a wall of stones. Even though before Shabbos you've thought that, you know, this is the stones. Those stones actually, I want to make this into, these are stones, the walls, bricks. Actually, I want to sit on them. This is not meant for building, it's not meant for, I'm going to make this into a bench, into a chair. So here we're learning it's not good enough. The fact that you're thinking about it, it's not good enough. I will see. Why should it be also? Because nobody got meant for building. Oh. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Aval nitbach shel avonim, wall of stones. Half up although shechoshav alof, that he thought about it, maybe during before Shabbos. Also leishav aleim, you're not allowed to sit on them. It's muktzah. Elohim kein unless limdum, which means sidum, unless you have sorted it, you have positioned it in a correct manner, that now becomes like a chair. If you have the mind that you've made up in your mind that these bricks now are going to be a chair, that's not good enough. You need to physically position them in a way that they are a chair. Yeah, it's still muktzah. It could still be muktzah. Muktzah is not necessarily yeah. So yes, but you can, the when it, you're right. But if something is its regular purpose is to sit on, then the equivalent of tiltul would be to sit on it. You're right. Generally, most items, its normal use is to move it, and that's the issue of tiltul regularly. But for something that is not meant for use, that the regular assumptions though is to sit on, that's the issue of tiltul there. It's meant for sitting on. It's meant for sitting on. It's a normal use. It's a normal use to sit on it. It's part of the thought of the owner when he made it. He had in mind, otherwise he would have made a fence there, he would have made something else. The fact that it is a brick thing, he understood, you know, people would sit on it at times, people would tie shoelaces at times, people would put heavy bags at times. Yeah. Yeah, that's not really the point over here. We're learning that it's because it's limdum. Yeah. So the mob might answer to some of you, a bit of your point, but Mr. Buga says that some say that what we just said now is not correct, and the aloch of stones is like chariois, which is what we learned before, that if you used it before Shabbos, we learned in Sifchof, if you used it before Shabbos for that purpose, you had it in mind before Shabbos, then it's not muktzah anymore. So you don't actually have to physically change the position, but if you have used it like this once, or you thought about it before Shabbos, that's sufficient. So we're talking about what kind of level of input you need to have before Shabbos that is not muktzah. So the formal opinion Shulchan Aruch says you need to actually place it in a certain way. The second opinion of the Ramah says, no, you don't have to go that far. If it went through your mind, that's sufficient to make you no muktzah. Seif Chav Beis. Also, the chas is piachovis be'evin o'bivkas. Piachovis is the barrel, the opening of the barrel. You're not allowed to place the barrel, to put something on top of the barrel. Chovis be'evin with this kind of stone or bivkas or with the type of wood. Holiskoi bohen es adelek or lehakos bohen bevarza. You're not allowed to cover it up with a kind of wood or with a kind of stone. You're not allowed to cover it like a big barrel that has a liquid inside it. Although you have designed this, you thought about this wood before Shabbos to put it on top of it. It's still muktzah. You're not allowed to put it on top of it on Shabbos. You need yichud le'olam. Yichud le'olam means that you decide that this board that I'm having over here, not only I'm going to cover the barrel with it today, but it's forever going to be the lid. You need to yichud le'olam. But if you decide, okay, this board over here, I'm using this board over here that I find on the floor, I'm using it for this Shabbos only to cover the barrel, that's not sufficient. Rather, what you need to have, you make a positive decision and it's going to be like this forever. That's such an important machloikas. If you have a board that you decide you want to put it on top of a barrel as a lid, to what kind of level do you need to decide that it should be not muktzah anymore? A stammer board that you're finding on the floor is certainly muktzah. Now, if before Shabbos I decide I'm going to use it for this Shabbos, I'm going to cover up this barrel as a lid. I'm finding this board and I'm putting it on top for this Shabbos only. Is that good enough or not? So the main opinion of the Shulchan Aruch said it's not sufficient. What you need to do is you need to make a decision that this board is going to be forever and ever and ever. It's going to be the lid of this barrel. Otherwise, it remains mukta. Yichud le'olam, that is, you need to designate it forever. But if you only decide yichud the Shabbos achat, it's not good enough. If you decide that this board is going to be covering as a lid, the Shabbos that's not good enough, you need to make a decision that it's going to be for eternity. Right. Mutter lachtech anof min adekon ibud yom siv chav gimel tells us, you are allowed to cut a palm tree leaf before Shabbos. Humutter lachon if boy ala shulchon be Shabbos lavriach hazvuvim. This might be a poshta halacha. Rabbi said, if you've got a leaf, random leaf, which you find on the street, is it mukta or not mukta? It is. It certainly is mukta. What about if you decide before Shabbos, this leaf over here is a good geshmaki leaf, and this leaf I want to use to wave as a fan against flies. There was no electric fans in those days. I'm going to use this as a big leaf. I'm going to use it as a fan. Well, I'm going to blow away with this flies. If you designate such a leaf before Shabbos, does this work or not work? It works. It works. No, that's right. Once you decide before Shabbos, it's called Yichud, and Yichud works. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. I'm going to go through the words again. You're allowed to cut a leaf from a palm tree before Shabbos. And you're allowed to wave with it on the table before Shabbos. Lavriach azvuvim, to chase away the flies. Kaven, since you cut it for a specific purpose. Also, a kli gomi became now an absolute vessel. It became a kli. He became a fan. And therefore, it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. It's not mukta anymore. But yes, indeed, a random leaf would be mukta. But this one is different because you made it into a kli before Shabbos. Siv chav dalet, pishton, flax, sorg, vetzema, wool. So flax, a wool which is combed, menufot. Shinois timanamako. This was the old time plaster wound, for the wound, to absorb, I suppose, the blood from a wound. So you take woven wool or flax, you place that on a wound, if it's bleeding, if you had this flax before Shabbos, and you decide that you want to use it as a absorbent for the wound, or you use the flax before Shabbos, as before Shabbos came in, or should someone be shaman, oh, you oiled, you put some oil on this flax of wool, then it's mutter, it's not mukta. The galidaita the maka kamev, you've designated this flax and this wool as a medical equipment, as a medical item, and therefore it's not mukta. Or shikochon be mashichalit no malamako be Shabbos, or you've already wrapped it up in a way that it is used for a wound. Yeah, then it's clearly not okay. It's not mukta. It's not mukta. Tzules b'mishum mukta. It's not mukta. Mishum refuah nami leken. It's also no iser refuah. She'enu lekmoy malbush. She'lo iser tubarkov. It's not refuah either, because it's protection. And protection is not considered refuah. Ve'yish oyim t'lo yisak machshov. L'chutin, some say that no. The fact you've decided that's not good enough, you need to positively put it on the wound before Shabbos. But I believe that we are maker. Yeah. So here again, this is a material which is used for the wounds, and the way to allow it, and once you've decided you're going to use it for the wound before Shabbos, it's flax or wool. It's not mukta. But if you have stump taken from anywhere else, a bit of flax or a bit of wool, and you want to use it, which is flying around, floating, you want to just take it and use it for the wound, that would be mukta. You need that on Shabbos. Now, interesting that it's not considered refuah on Shabbos, and the reason for that is because it's protection. Anything that is a protection is not considered refuah and is mutter on Shabbos. Seif Chof Hei, which is the final seif for tonight. Oirois Yeveshim, dry hides, dry skins, leather. Bein Shel Oman, Bein Shel Balabais, whether it is a professional one and very smooth, or of a Balabais, or any leather, if it's very smoothened and processed already, or not so much yet, mutalataltam, leather is not mukta. Whether it's shalbalabais or shaluman, it is not mukta. Leather is not mukta. Yesh oim davka oiris behemagasa, the chodzilei shevaleim, this is only for, some say it's only for a behemagasa, a large animal such as a cow, that only then it's not mukta, because you can sit on it and use it as a floor, something you can sit on. But if it's from a smaller animal also, then you wouldn't be allowed to sit on, you wouldn't be allowed to use it. It is mukta. From a smaller animal, the Rama says you might be also, unless again you've designated it and you've made it into a kli before Shabbos, otherwise stam would be also. So Rabbi said, this is the last seif tonight. We learn tonight seif Yutes about the ladders, two types of ladders. We discussed the palm tree leaves, which are muktzah. Again, here, if you've designated before Shabbat, it's fine. We've learned about the brick wall, which you know how to sit on. Unless you've, again, you thought about it in advance, and if they're put in a place and everybody agrees that it's fine, in a certain order. We spoke about covering lids, and here you need dichul le'olam. We spoke about cut leaves, which you want to use for waving, as a fan. That would be mutter, if you've designated before Shabbos. We spoke about the flax and the wool, which once you've again decided before Shabbos, you can use it for that purpose, it's not mukta. And we spoke finally about the hides and the leathers, depending on the thickness. So if it's very thick, it's certainly not mukta. If it's thin, it's a bit more of a shayla. But here again, once you've decided before Shabbos, you want to use it for that purpose, for non-mukta purpose, it's obviously going to be mutal, it's not mukta. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.